Sfira's friends. The shir should be a special schus. Yashio b'yam and Shilo ben Risa Rus, Baruch ben Sivya, Mordechai ben Sarah, Shimon Simcha ben Pnei Yehudis, Nisim ben Lydia, Ben Yamin Simcha ben Adina Minya. The sheet of the she'iltos is that Bnei Noach are mitzuvim in Piri of Arivia, and so brings the Meiri in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph that Bnei Noach are mitzuvim al Piri of Arivia on procreation. L'chora it's tamua. It's against an open sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Nantes that Bnei Noach are not mitzuvim al Piri of Arivia, because any mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach and was not repeated at Sinai to the Jewish people was said only to the Jews and not to Bnei Noach. If it was said Levnei Noach and it wasn't repeated at Sinai, it was said only to the Jews and not to Bnei Noach. And nobody argues with that in the sukkah. And that's exactly what Pir Vrivi is. It was said to Bnei Noach and it wasn't repeated at Sinai. We don't have afterwards the mitzvah of Pir Vrivi, only before. So Memela, it's only given to the Jews and not to Bnei Noach. V'kvar amad al zeh b'hai mekshela b'herich v'tareitz. But his answer is difficult to understand. So I go on Rav Moshe Chevroni, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his Masis Moshe and Pesachim Tzimekuf Lamed, presents the following Mahalach, which hopefully we are going to learn together. Tzizim Bava Kamed Aflamet Ches, Amr Yosef, Amr Dvei Modir Aretz, Ra, etc. Ma Ra, Sheva Mitzvah Shekiblu Alein B'nei Noach V'lo Kiyamum, Amad V'tir, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Goyim are not keeping the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, so he was Matir. So the Gemara says, how can that be? Then it turns out that for sinning, for not keeping the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, they're going to gain. So my Rebbe Ravina says, Shafilu Mekayim in Osan, Ein Mekablim Aleim Schar. That even if they're Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, they're not Mekabel Schar. Snapshot that they don't have to keep them, and if they keep them, they're not going to be punished. Just if they keep them, they're not going to be mekabel schar. So they didn't gain by not being mekayim the sheva mitzvahs. V'lo ve'atanya, how can you say they're not get schar? We have in a brayser of Meir says that a nachri nosek b'torah is like a kohen gadol. Our answer is they're not mekabel schar kemitzuvah v'oseh, they're mekabel schar kemishayinu mitzuvah v'oseh. And gadol ha-mitzuvah v'oseh mishayinu mitzuvah v'oseh ad kan divrei ha-gemara. So they get schar as if they're einu mitzuvah v'oseh. So in the Meiri, he explains that not that the mitzvahs were taken away, just the schar was taken away. They're mekabel schar keinu mitzuvah v'oseh, even though they're mitzuvah. Kach mashmi midivrei ha-Meiri. But from Rashi, it's muchach lehedya shenitlu hasheva mitzvahs mehem. Ayin Rashi dibur amaschi lomar shafilu mekayim in osan, etc. Shreinam mitzuvin avo me'on shin lo patron. That the sheva mitzvahs were taken away, even if they're mekayim, they're not mekabel schar, because the sheva mitzvahs were taken away. Sherei Eina Mitzuvim, they're no longer commanded in the Sheva Mitzvahs. So from the Iri, it's Mashma, that they still have the Mitzvahs. They were just, the Schar was taken away. From Rashi, it's Mashma, the Mitzvahs were taken away. They're no longer Mitzuvim, the Mitzvahs. But they still get the Onesh, whatever that means. Avo Me'on Shin Lo Patron. Bechem Pirish Rashi, Bavo Duzar, Dav Gimel, Dibra Maschilomar, Shimakaiman, etc. Hator Zulola Tovasimu, El Shein Mitzuvim, Lekaiman, Vimikaiman, Lo Yikablu Schar. They're not mitzvah to be mekayim, and if they're mekayim, they're not mekabel schar. Hare mefurish birashi shenitlu mehem mitzvahs, that the mitzvahs were taken away, and they're not mitzvah after matan Torah b'sheva mitzvahs. Ela shelo patron me'onshin, they're still going to be mekabel onesh. That even though they're not mitzvah, nevertheless, if they're not mekayim, ishlam onesh. So they get an onesh as if they're mitzvah. V'chein muach lehedje me'aritva me'makas dav tesa me'beiz dibur maschil alma ger toshav kusihu. He says, Gimel l'shonos Namru b'kusim, ger toshav, uben noach v'kusi. So you have three categories. A ger toshav, ben noach, and a kusi. A ger toshav, says the Ritva, shekibol beis din shel Yisrael, l'kaim shev mitzvah shenitztav, uben noach. A ger toshav was mekabel in a Jewish court to accept to fulfill the seven mitzvahs of b'nei Noach, like it says in Avodah Zarah. Uvezem mutter l'siyashiv b'neinu, and therefore he's allowed to dwell among us. Kevin shekiblu b'beis din who nikra b'sheva mitzvahs elu mitzvah v'yose, and since he was mekabel in a beis din, he's called mitzvah v'yose in the sheva mitzvahs, and also mitzvah l'achiyosa v'chechichayimach. Ben Noach, it's somebody who wasn't mekabel b'beis din. Ela de kimlon shemekayim osa me'atzmo. He wasn't mekabel in the beis din, but he's mekayim them himself. Ein adam mitzvah l'achiyoso. We don't have to be mekayim. Avagam ein lon rido b'yadayim, but we shouldn't actively cause him any harm. Because sof he's keeping the mitzvahs. Sha'af she'eno mitzuve v'yose. Schar yesh lo k'tzas. He's not mitzuve. V'yose, he has schar. V'stam kusi hu she'eno zor b'mitzvahs. Somebody's not keeping the sheva mitzvahs. Mutar l'rida l'bor ayin sham b'ritvahs. It's mashma l'hejim mitvarev. She'b'nei noach eino mitzuvim b'sheva mitzvahs achar man Torah. Only if he becomes a ger toshav he's mitzuve. V'stam b'nei noach eino mitzuve. Below the Almasher Mea Ritva, she can't look like Rabbi Yosef. And Baba Kama. Because the Ritva was telling us a klal lahalacha. He wasn't just coming to explain Rabbi Yosef. He's telling us lahalacha. Rabbi Yosef is said in Baba Kama. That as the Ritva understood, they're no longer mitzvah in the sheva mitzvahs. That's lahalacha. So we have Rashi and the Ritva who say that Bnei Noach are not mitzvah in the sheva mitzvahs unless they're ger toshav, they're mekabel b'beis din. So the shaila is, how is a ger toshav mitzuveh? How does coming before a beis din, accepting upon himself sheva mitzvahs, make him mitzuveh? Tzibu means he's commanded. If the commandment is out, it's no commandment. So how could he create a commandment? He's mekabel sheva mitzvahs. What does that mean? He's not commanded. Amad v'tira, the Gemara says. So paskin the Ritva. Ve'ot tamua me'od. It's a sugya mefereshes for Sanhedrin. Called mitzvah, shenamra levnei Noach v'nishnu b'sinai lezev lezeh namra. V'em kol hasheva mitzvahs chutz mipir v'rivya shelo nishnis b'sinai liyisrael namra v'lo lebnei Noach. That any mitzvah that was said to bnei Noach and repeated at Sinai was given both to the Jews and to bnei Noach. And these are the sheva mitzvahs except for pir v'rivya that was not repeated at Sinai. And therefore, that's only given to the Jews and not to bnei Noach. But all sheva mitzvahs were namer l'bnei Noach. So b'nei Noach are mitzvah the sheva mitzvahs after Matan Torah. So pir v'rivya b'nei Noach don't have to keep. But you see in the sugya in Sanhedrin that b'nei Noach have to keep the other sheva mitzvahs. The other sheva mitzvahs were said to b'nei Noach and repeated at Sinai. So that's namer lanu v'lahem. They have to keep the sheva mitzvahs. Pir v'rivya wasn't repeated at Sinai. Mele it's only for us. But the sheva mitzvahs, they have to keep. So how's Rav Yosef arguing on an open sug in Sanhedrin? There's no cholek in Sanhedrin, but they have to keep the sheva mitzvahs. And Pitom Rav Yosef is saying, no, there's no tzibu in the sheva mitzvahs. Ech zeh choliot? And as we said, in the Ritva tzmashma alachas ki Rav Yosef, how does the Ritva paskin like Rav Yosef against the sug in Sanhedrin where there's no cholek? How can we pass like Rav Yosef that there's no tzivri in B'nai Noach? And the Sugya in Sanhedrin says there is. Ve'od yesh ledaktik. Another diktuk. Hashem Rav Yosef Baba Kama Sheva Mitzvah Shalokim B'nei Noach Omid V'tirin Lehem. That the Sheva Mitzvahs Hashem was mad there. Ve'etzim, there were 8 mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah. It's 1. Berachas Hashem is 2. Shvichas Damim is 3. Gilarais is 4. Gezel is 5. Dinim is 6. Avram and Achai is 7. And then Pir V'Rib is 8. And that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chesam and Beis didn't mention Pir V'Rivya is he's only enumerating the Sheva Mitzvahs that they're Mitzvah after Matan Torah. Because it was Nishna B'Sinai. Hashem and Pir V'Rib was Nishna B'Sinai. And therefore B'nai Noach are Patur now. So if the Bryce doesn't mention Pir V'Rivya. Ayem betosus daf nitesam at bezi maskel vehu, but Rav Yosef, who said shet stam nitlan lema mitzvahs, so he should have mentioned shmona mitzvahs. These altogether were really 8. So why don't we say that 8 were taken away? Because this is before Matan Torah, there were 8 mitzvahs. They weren't keeping them, so they were taken away. They're no longer mitzvah. So why didn't he say 8? So maybe only 7 mitzvahs were taken away because they weren't mekayim. But Pir V'Rivya, they were mekayim, and therefore wasn't taken away from them. But it wasn't repeated at Sinai, so no longer mitzvah. It's that. But beforehand, it wasn't taken away. And according to this, the Rav Yosef, who hefach hasugi misendet shel Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, it's mavur that the Sheva mitzvahs there mitzuvim ve'omdim. Val piria v'rivya ena mitzuvim, because lo namra b'sinai. And according to Rav Yosef, fakert. On the Sheva mitzvahs, they're not mitzuvah. And on piria v'rivya, they are mitzuvah. It would come out then, according to Rav Yosef, Yosef doesn't say anything about piria v'rivya being taken away from them. And it doesn't say anything about Pir V'Rivya only being commanded to the Jews at Sinai, and not to, it doesn't say anything about the fact that Pir V'Rivya was not repeated at Sinai, and therefore it's only for the Jews. So according to Yosef, it would come out that they're not chayv in the Sheva Mitzvahs, but they're still chayv in Pir V'Rivya, because he doesn't go with the Sugin Sanhedrin. Sugin Sanhedrin is fakert that they're chayv in Sheva Mitzvahs, and they're not chayv in Pir V'Rivya. Yosef says they're chayv in Pir V'Rivya, and they're not chayv in the Sheva Mitzvahs. That's where Yosef seems to hold. He doesn't mention Pir V'Rivya, so only 7 were taken away, not 8. And Pir V'Rivya wasn't taken away because they kept doing it. So since they were Makayim Pir V'Rivya, you see a lot of going walking around, and Mela wasn't taken away. So therefore, Pir V'Rivya they have to keep according to Yosef, and the other 7 they don't have to keep according to the Sugin Sanhedrin. 7 they're not commanded on. According to Yosef, Pir V'Rivya, they have to keep. The other 7, they don't. And according to the Sugin Sanhedrin, 7 they have to keep. And Pir V'Rivya, they don't. Hafuch al hafuch. Advar matmim. What's going on over here? So it would appear that there's no stira between Rabbi Yosef and the Sugin Sanhedrin. What's the ger tosha? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, "Ezo ger tosha v'kol shekibul alav sheva mitzvos shekibul alayhem b'nei Noach." We have to understand how do the Chachamim know that a person is a ger tosha by day kabbalas mitzvos shekibul alayhem b'nei Noach? Ger tosha is written in the Torah, and it's mikzas geirus, as is muchach in the Gemara in Krisus. Tan rabbanan ger tosha mutar lasis malach al atzmo ki Yisrael b'chol amoy. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ki Yisrael B'Yom Tov Ha'inu Rak Ochel Nefesh. that a Ger Toshev is allowed to do malacha for himself, like a Jew is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Akiva says, like a Jew is allowed to do on Yantiv, he's allowed to do Ochel Nefesh ben other malachas. The Torah Va'amitzvah explains, because it says, Vayinofash ben HaMasecha, the Hager, referring to the Ger Toshev. And it doesn't say Menucha and Shvisa, it says Vayinofash. So it's Muchach, that he's Shayach, the part of Shabbos. Because it says Vayinofash, but it doesn't say anything about Menucha and Shvisa, so he's Shayach, the part of Shabbos. And the Chokah says, what part of Shabbos is he Shayach to? Like Chol HaMoed? He could do Melacha on Shabbos, like we could do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Or he could do Melacha on Shabbos, like we could do Melacha on Yantif. But he Shayach, the part of Shabbos. Reino Gershom writes, Klamar, Kevin Shishbo, Ktsas Geiris, Ain't also Melacha b'Shabbos. He has a Shtikl Geiris, so it's Mitzvahs Geiris. He's not Stam Ben Noach, as Mekayim Sheva Mitzvahs. Ayin Rambam, Melchus Utsech, Perakel Lacha Gimli, Sol Sharg B'Shkaga, Se'evedos, Se'ger Toshav Gola. He gets Golas for killing Ger Toshav, and Ger Toshav Shaharag, Ger Toshav O'Se'eved, B'Shkaga Gola. So Ger Toshav is not a Stam B'nei Noach. He has Mitzvahs Geiris, like Rabbeinu Gershom says. But Tzarich Ladat, Minayin lanu shenasa gil toshav ayde kabbalah shev mitzvah shenitzav b'nei noach. How do we know that he becomes a ger toshav by being mekabel the shev mitzvah b'nei noach? Ger is gemura. We learn from Sukkim that it's ayde mila v'tvila. Aval hamiktzas ger is shel ger toshav isn't written in the Torah. So how does he become a ger toshav? How does Chazal know by being Kabbalah Shevin Mitzvahs? How is that Mitzvahs Geiris? And we also have to understand what this Kabbalah is Mosif Bifnei Shnosha. Ben Noach is Mitzvah Al Shevin Mitzvahs. So Ma Mosif Bezeh Kabbalah. What does the Kabbalah help us? The Rambam at the end of the 8th parak of Hilchos Malachim, it's Muchach from there that a Ger Toshev who is Mekabbalah of Shevin Mitzvahs Bifnei Shlosha has to be Mekabbalah them Bifnei Shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah. That's the difference between a Ben Noach and a Ger Toshav. Ben Noach is Mitzdav Me'Hashem, Avalo Mitzvah HaTorah Misinai. A Ger Toshav is Mekabel upon himself the Shev Mitzvah HaTorah. So according to that, as it says in the Masis Moshe Sanhedrin Kiddushin Memches Simon Memches, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs are a Tanai in the Chiyuvim Mitzvah HaTorah, like it says in Shabbos Peites Malamich Kofalem Harka Gigis Mikan Modar Rabbi La Raisa. Rashi says, Kibbalu Abones, you have to be Makabal Baratzen. You need some sort of Kabbalah. So Jewish people were Kabbal Torah, but it was Bones, so it's an excuse. It's Modar Rabbi Loraisa. They have an excuse why they didn't keep it, but you need some level of Kabbalah. There has to be a Kabbalah, but the Kabbalah's Torah mitzvahs. It's not Shaykh to have Chiyuvei Torah. And therefore, they had to be Kriya to be Makabal. But since it was Bekfiyah, it's not, they have an excuse, but there has to be some sort of Kabbalah. B'lachen Ger Toshav, Tzarich Kabbalah, Alotan Sheva Mitzvot, Shemuchuyav Behem. He requires a Kabbalah, and those Sheva Mitzvahs, in which he's obligated. Since the Mitzvah HaTorah, Kabbalah HaMitzvah is Tanai Nechiyuv. The Goy is Mitzdav Me Hashem, but not in the Torah. The Ger Toshav, it's Mishum Shakasav B'Torah. And what's written in the Torah, you need a Kabbalah, like we had to be Mekabel the Torah. It has to be Kabbalah the Torah, and therefore Ger Toshav has to be Mekabel. So Ger Toshav isn't Mekayim the Shev Mitzvahs because of Adam or Noach. Elamidin Mitzvahs HaTorah. Mitzvahs HaTorah below Kabbalah's Mitzvahs Leis Chayiv. That's the gather of a Ger Toshav. Since he's mekabel upon himself the mitzvahs bifnei beis din, he's mischayv mishum mitzvahs haTorah. That's the mitzvahs geiris. However, it would appear that this is not correct, because if bnei noach are mitzvah b'sheva mitzvahs, because the Sheva Mitzvahs Nemru L'Bnei Noach V'Nishnas B'Sinai, and therefore L'Zeb L'Zeh Nemru, like the Gemara says. So it's Mashm L'Shan Gemara L'Chora that the Sheva Mitzvahs is also because it was Mitzvah B'Torah, because it says it was Nemru, they were Mitzvah B'Nei Noach, and it was Nishnas B'Sinai. It's Mashm that it's coming from the Torah. So even a Ben Noach has to keep it out what's written in the Torah. Vein Barambam, Sof Perakhes, Melchus Malachim, that a Ger Toshav is someone who's Makabel, Sheva Mitzvahs Bifnei Shlosha, etc. Vushi Akabelo, some Vyasa, some Bnei Shetziva, Mekosh Baruch HaBetorah, Vahodiyanu Adem Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebnei Noach Mikodim Nitzdavu Ben. The Rambam writes two things, Shetziva Behem Betorah, Vahodiyanu Adem Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebnei Noach Mikodim Nitzdavu, that they were commanded in the Torah, they were keeping in the kibbutz that God commanded us in the Torah, and he told us through Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Noach were commanded on these earlier. What's this double lashon? What's this seeming repetition? So it would appear that Divrei Rambam hein hein Divrei Gemara, that kol mitzvah shenamru l'Bnei Noach v'nishnas b'Sinai, in other words, B'Sinai, Nitzdavu B'Torah, those mitzvahs that Bnei Noach were commanded earlier, before Matan Torah. So the Rambam is repeating the Lashon of the Gemara. They have to keep it because it says it in the Torah, and like the Lashon of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara is that any mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach and was Nishnas B'Sinai, they have to keep. And that's Vodiyanu Adei Moshe Rabbeinu Shebnei Noach Mekodim Nitzdavu Ben. It was Nishnas B'Sinai. Since it was repeated at Sinai, that's what's Mechayiv then. So if so, all Bnei Noach were Mitzdavah B'Torah, those mitzvahs that Bnei Noach were Mitzdavah Kodem, that Noach was Mitzdavah Kodem. So again, how's the Ger Toshav any different than a regular Goy? Both of them were Mitzdavah because of what's written in the Torah. So we want to understand where is Ger Toshav coming from? What's this Kabbalah about? And it can't be because you have to be Makabel Torah, because a regular Ben Noach isn't Makabel. And it is coming from the Torah. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will continue and we will see Mirtz Hashem, Niflos Mitaras Hashem, and ultimately resolve why Bnei Noach are the Shita of the She'iltos and the Meiri, that Bnei Noach are Mitzvah and Pirah V'Rivia. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.